Bienvenidos to another edition of Plus 49. I am your host, Sigrid Arteaga. Muchas gracias for being here with us today. This week, we're bringing back one of my favorite conversations from last year. This was with Jen and Yvonne, the two power women behind Simple Germany. They have a platform that helps newcomers navigate their lives here with a lot of laughter and a lot of humor and a lot of heart. Their story is so much more than just a guide to bureaucracy. It's about building a home in a new language. We know how difficult that is, how to learn to laugh at the hard parts, and finding community one challenge at a time. We're also going to be talking about this week's news, from new projects for migrants here in Berlin to coming changes in Germany's social and health systems. And later, in our cultural segment, we're going to be talking about something that connects generations, borders, and sleepless nights. The beat of German techno. There's a reason why Rosalía just came out with a single called Backheim. So, let's get started. This week in Germany, several developments could have a real impact on migrants, expats, and anyone trying to build a stable life here as internationals. First, in Berlin's Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg district, a new pilot project called Gute Arbeit, Good Work, aims to help homeless EU migrants find fair and stable employment. The district is working with a social organization, GWO, to connect people who have fallen through the system with local employers. Many are excluded from social benefits and face serious challenges like poverty and exploitation. The project doesn't just want to find any job, but good jobs, one that can offer fair pay, dignity, and a long-term perspective. It is a reminder that even in a city as international as Berlin, inclusion in the labor market is still one of the hardest steps toward rebuilding stability. Meanwhile, a major reform to Germany's welfare system is on the way. The current Bürgergeld will be soon replaced by a program called Grundsicherung für Arbeitssuchende, Basic Income Support for Job Seekers. The change comes with stricter rules and tougher sanctions. Anyone who misses two consecutive job center appointments could see their benefits cut by 30%, and after repeated absences, support could even be suspended entirely. Critics warned the reform may push vulnerable families closer to homelessness. For expats who have lost their jobs or are transitioning between resident permits, understanding these new rules will be essential. And finally, health insurance contributions could rise again in 2026. Despite government promises to keep costs stable, experts from Germany's Public Health Insurance Association warn that most funds will likely raise their Zusatzbeitrag, the additional contribution rate shared by employees and employers. Currently, the average total contribution starts around 17.5%, but some fear it could climb above 20% in the coming years if reforms don't follow. Consumer groups advise don't choose a Krankenkasse based on price alone. Service quality and response times can make the real difference when you actually need care. I must confess, I have absolutely no idea what techno is regarding if it's a good techno or if it's a bad techno. I just know that if you're in Germany, you know about techno. And it is definitely a sound that defines modern Germany. This one does not come from a concert hall or a marching band, but from the pulse of bassline echoing through an old industrial space. Techno was born in the reunified Berlin of the early 90s. It wasn't just music, it was kind of a liberation. In the chaos that followed the fall of the wall, abandoned warehouses became dance floors. East met West, strangers became friends, and for a few hours, everyone belonged to the same rhythm. Today, techno is both global and local. from Berghain's world-famous sundaes to tiny basements in Leipzig or Mannheim. It is not about fashion or fame, it's about freedom. It's the right to lose yourselves for a night, to exist without language, passports, or labels. For many expats and internationals and Berliners and Germans, this is exactly what makes this very special. In a country where belonging can sometimes feel very complicated, the dance floor offers a kind of democracy. Everyone is equal, everyone is moving to the same beat. So maybe you can be a seasoned raver or just curious about it. Techno is not just noise. It is Germany's modern folk music, born from history, powered by unity, and still teaching us how to listen together. Let's have a look at what is happening right now and this week in Hannover. First up, for anyone tired of swiping left and right, you all know that I am one of those. So please go, since I'm not in Hannover, you might as well go and find someone very interesting, because Matching Night Hannover is bringing together up to 250 singles for one big event of real life connections. This event takes place on November the 29th. Yes, it's still a long time, but you can already sign up. And it is blending a relaxed bar atmosphere with a splash of gamified chemistry. You have to do a short personality test, then the participants get color-coded wristbands showing who they might click with. Add in a playful lock and key icebreaker. Every woman gets a key, every man a lock. And you've got an old school way to meet people face to face. Prices are included. You can find more details or sign up at matchingnight.com. If you prefer a little bit of nostalgia over new romance, then head to the Café Glockensee on November the 14th for a night like this, the alternative 80s party. Expect the best of The Cure, The Patch Mode, and Joy Division, a celebration of ready mood, magnetic sides of the 80s. Think wave, post-punk, synthetic anthems that never really went out of style. Dark, danceable, and timeless. It is a night for the eternal outsiders. And finally, something for the folk lovers. The Irish Folk Festival is back in town with its 2025 tour. Different strokes for different folks. It's a joyful dive into Ireland's musical traditions, from tender ballads to foot-stomping fiddle tunes. The festival mission is simple: to celebrate diversity through the sound of the Green Island. Expect masterful musicians, storytelling, and that unmistakable Irish warmth. So, maybe your November mood calls for dancing, dating, or daydreaming about Dublin. Hannover has definitely something for you. And that's all for this week's episode of Plus 49. A warm thank you to Jen and Yvonne from Simple Germany for inspiring us once again to see this country through curious and open eyes. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast and follow us on Instagram for updates, culture, and a little bit of behind-the-scenes stories from the expat life here in Germany. I am Sigrid Arteaga, and this has been Plus 49. Until next time, stay open, stay grounded, and keep dancing to your own rhythm. Hasta la próxima.
Plus 49 interview.
Today we have two amazing women, power women, I'm going to say. One of them is also a Latina, which I'm always very happy to have here with us. And the other one is a German Kartoffel, in the best sense ever. And both of them, they're not only funny, but they also have this amazing portal called Simple Germany. Today with us, Jen and Yvonne.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, I don't know. We're supposed to root. Woo! Yes, thank you very much for having us.
Love the intro.
The Deutsche Kartoffel.
Yeah, it's not often that I get called that, but I take it.
But I tell her she's a Deutsche Kartoffel with Sazon, which is like Spanish for with spices.
Or actually, I've been called a sweet potato.
Awesome. Yeah.
That is the sweetest. Okay, so let's keep with the kartoffel part with Sazon and sweet potato also. We're definitely doing something with it.
But for the part of the interview, we want to know, what is Simple Germany?
So Simple Germany started in 2020. Ivan and I started Simple Germany with the goal to empower internationals that recently moved to Germany or plan to move to Germany to settle into life in Germany more smoothly, is our slogan. And the purpose is to pretty much talk about all the unspoken rules in Germany. When you come as a newcomer, there's a lot of things that are new, of course, because it's a new country, but culturally speaking, how things are done, especially if you come from parts of the world where things work in a completely different way. So Simple Germany started as to guide the newcomers, and more than guide, empower, to give all the information possible so they can make the right decisions, know their rights, find the right service providers, and yeah, feel empowered to navigate the jungle of the first
stages. I wouldn't even give it like a certain time frame because everyone has different speeds in life.
Yeah.
That is also very important. Like everybody has very different speed times, and sometimes you just want to arrive and know it all. And then you see actually that Deutsche Bürokratie or German bureaucracy is in German.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Indeed, what a surprise. But I guess you have encountered the situation where a lot of people do not know how to start in Germany because they do not understand German and they have no idea what comes first. To be honest, I don't think anybody of us knows what starts first, because either you have the Anmeldung or you have the bank or you have the apartment, or you don't know where to start. So let's keep it simple, like Simple Germany. What would be the first things you would say that you can start with?
So let's just focus on the ideal world, because like you just said, there will always be deviances depending on your situation. But in the ideal world, I would say you know why you're coming, you have a reason. In our case, a job is probably the most likely, but there's a reason why you're coming. And then you land in Germany, you have already some place to live, most likely a short-term rental that is furnished, that comes with internet, that comes with electricity, where you don't have to worry, so you don't get overwhelmed. Where you can do your Anmeldung with, so you get your ducks in order. Because of the Anmeldung, you get all the other paperwork that you need, for example, your tax ID. You start your work, you find a grind, you get to know your neighborhood, you get to know public transportation, all those little things, the groceries, the recycling, all the things that are happening. And once you overcome those first steps, then you can find your long-term apartment and actually look ahead, take a breath and say, wow, now what does this new world offer to me?
Maybe with that in mind, a new world, let's make a music break. And then when we get back, we keep asking you a lot of questions.
Let's do it.
We're back with our friends Jen and Ivan from Simple Germany, and they are explaining to us a little bit about this new world. Regarding new world, what are the things that you have encountered during this 4 years with Simple Germany that people somehow always do mistakes, like the typical mistakes everybody does?
So I wouldn't call it a mistake for sure, but maybe like a learning curve that everyone goes through, and that is the language. So for example, my first years in Germany, I was lucky that I had the support of my company to help me, not the company that I was working for, to help me with a lot of the bureaucratic processes. So I didn't really have to deal a lot with German bureaucracy. But once that support was gone, I was left in the open, so to speak, and everything was in German. And I surrounded myself alone with international friends and colleagues. So I neglected learning the language for a very long time, which later, because my goal was to stay in Germany long term, later I kind of like air quotes paid the price, because all these years had passed by and I was in a situation with all my international friends left. I needed to make new friends, but I didn't speak the language. I didn't really put much effort. And also, I was kind of waiting for my German to be perfect because I was taking some classes and I was never really taken the opportunity to practice it. So, and then that chip kind of changed. Also, Ivan had a big impact on that because her family only speaks German, especially like her granny and father. So there I was like, okay, now I really need to make an effort. And I, even if it wasn't perfect, started speaking more. And then I realized, wow, okay, now that I speak and understand German more, I understand the country so much more. I understand a little bit more the German sense of humor. I can understand the tone of, is that serious or a joke? I can not understand 100% because I will never have all the context because I never grew up in Germany, but I was able, I felt like something unlocked that I'm like, okay, if I would have done this earlier, maybe this unlockedness would have come at a sooner stage.
I think what you just said is super important. And one of the key things here is just learn the language and just start talking, even though if it's not the right way to say things, because sometimes we want to be so perfect that we forget that it's just about speaking. But for the moment, we're not going to be speaking. We're going to be listening to this next song. This is our last segment with Jen and Yvonne from Simple Germany. And for everybody outside who has no idea what Simple Germany is, but has heard this two beautiful women talking about what they are doing, just go to the website.
That will be simplegermany.com.
And what are we going to be finding there?
On the website per se, it's, let's call it our hub. You will find all the information that anyone that is about to or recently moved, maybe even is already a few years in Germany, has questions about life, all kinds of topics. And the website per se is a little bit more how to and really nitty gritty. And it's the hub because it also guides you to our other presences, let's say, where we are able to talk a little bit more fluid and give a little bit more personality and personal insights, which we do on YouTube and on Instagram with a bit more also our own life stories and challenges and losses and wins.
And with this, you have your own YouTube and your Instagram where you talk about all of these topics. What has been one of the key segments or videos that you love?
There's multiple. And I would say the beauty of being able to create Simple Germany is the diversity of topics. Because we can literally go from something that is super unsexy and boring from the outside perspective, like talking about taxes or electricity. And I get super excited for whatever weird reason. But I have realized I get super excited to break down complex topics into simple terms. But then there are those videos that go deeper, especially on the part of Jen, because Jen is sometimes extremely vulnerable and open of sharing her path. And I'm just so extremely proud of that, because that is the inspiration that so many of our listeners seek and follow to build their dream lives.
Jen and Yvonne have shared just a little talk with us today, but we really hope that they will stay with us and they will come back to our show and explore with us not only more about their paths, but also the paths of those who are just arriving to Berlin or Germany and try to understand why are we here and how can we make this our home. And we want to thank you, both of you, so much for being here. And of course, invite everybody to go to their socials and watch their insightful videos and Instagrammers. They're really not only hilarious, but they're really, really inspiring. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And for this very, very warm welcome.
Yes, it's been a pleasure.
Plus 49, ask a German.
My name is Jen and I'm from Guatemala. And I've been living in Germany for 12 years, and I have noticed that whenever I am walking publicly or I'm in public places, I turn around and I see a German looking at me and staring, and I'm not sure if they want to ask me something, say something. They're just looking at my cool jacket. So my question to you, Yvonne, as a German, is why do Germans stare at me?
You pretty much answered your own question right now. Maybe they're looking at your cool jacket. Maybe, and I would say in my case, that's because I also catch myself staring sometimes, even though I have the awareness that that's maybe a little bit awkward for the other person, out of curiosity, literally out of curiosity, like, who are you? What brought you here? If you, depending on how you look like you said, a piece of clothing or something that you carry, I'm intrigued. Like to observe. That's just what Germans like to do. We like to observe.
Should I be scared?
No, on the contrary. If you smile, they might be like, oh, shit. However, if you don't smile and you frown, they'll be like,
I frowned and that's the answer that I've gotten, actually.
And if you really want to surprise them, you'd be like, can I help you?
Or wave.
Exactly, or wave. That's fantastic, because then you'll be like, the German will be super confused and probably super shy and not meet your gaze again. Or wave back, and that might be the start of a beautiful conversation, if you both have the guts to go there.
Okay, so maybe I will smile and talk next time.